Hello, kiddies. It's me, John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper, and you're listening to We Got the Geek.
Hey, it's Jay Stu here at day two of Niagara Falls Comic Con. I'm here with a fantastic cosplayer. It's been years in the making, actually. So a warm welcome to Robin. How's it going?
Hi, it's great. I'm hot. I'm having a blast.
Yeah, you look fantastic.
Thank you.
Jessica Rabbit.
It's a thing. It's a lot of pressure.
How long did it take you to put this one together?
It depends on what you consider by put together. I was looking and shopping for the dress in the summer.
Okay.
Waiting for it to go on sale. The shoes actually took the longest. You'd think that red shoes would be easy to find, but apparently they only released them in summer, so I had to wait until May to buy the shoes. The wig I've had for a few months, the wig styling is falling apart. It took forever. It's melting. And I don't know, the gloves I got, I asked drag queens where to get long gloves for the big hands, and they said we get them on cheap Chinese sites, so yeah. I grabbed them. Otherwise, everything else is
go to a drag queen.
Yep, brows, had to block my brows out, did it badly, asked drag queens.
Well, as my wife was saying, you're very brave for braving those shoes in here.
Yeah, it's been a thing. I have almost fallen over so many times.
I can imagine.
Yeah, I've had some severe wobbles.
I was going to ask you, because I know you've had some pretty elaborate cosplays in the past.
Sometimes.
It seems like you put a lot of planning into them. Like, how long in advance do you plan them?
I have a list of cosplays I want to do.
Okay.
So I will pick which one I want to do that year. It depends also if someone wants to do it with me. So last year I wanted to do... I wanted to do Jareth, but it was easier because my friend also was Ball Gown Sarah from the Labyrinth.
Yeah.
So we definitely did that. This year I was actually going to be Dread Pirate Roberts, Wesley, from The Princess Bride,
right.
Because Carrie Always was here, but I totally chickened out.
Yeah.
But also he canceled.
Yeah.
So whatever. And this was my backup.
Oh, okay.
So I was gathering both costumes at once, and I don't know if you know the game Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
A little bit, yeah.
That's my next one with my brother.
Oh, nice.
And I have that fully assembled, which easy because it has sneakers.
Oh, nice.
So I have that one done. So
advance,
it all depends. Am I going to wear it next time? Am I going to wear it in a couple times? Mm-hmm. But I found it's easier to get them done in advance because you never know how long shipping takes.
Yeah.
Or learning to do makeup.
And you were telling me, so basically Niagara Falls Comic Con is the big one for you.
It's easier to get to.
Yeah.
And it's not as hard to walk around in.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Fan Expo for the very first time in August, and it was 100% shoulder to shoulder.
Oh, yeah. That's a trek right there.
It was bad, and I was Lady Dimitrescu, so I had a 3-foot-wide hat,
yep.
4-foot-wide hat. It was a very wide hat that I ended up having to tip sideways to navigate the crowds like a knife. And I had many guys turn around and get absolutely scared that I was that close to them. I was terrifying to so many people.
Yeah.
But Fan Expo is not... You have to be brave.
Oh, for sure.
It's so crowded. Mm-hmm. But I like Niagara Falls because I'm right here. We have space. We're doing an interview. It's not too loud.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, I like this one because I'm from here.
Oh, cool. All right. So, when and how did you decide that you wanted to cosplay in the first place?
The first one was an accident.
Okay.
This was 8 years ago. I went to Springlicious in the Falls, and there was a body painter there, and she body painted me for Springlicious and said, hey, do you want to go to Comic-Con as a body paint model to advertise my business? And we went on the Friday night, and it wasn't very busy, because when it's Friday night, it was 8 years ago, before Niagara Falls Comic-Con was so big.
Yeah.
And the celebrities mobbed me.
Oh, wow.
I was painted blue. It was Blue Fairy year.
You've seen remember that one. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I got mobbed by the celebs, and I was like... That was cool. So the next year, I hired her. I paid her this time for myself when I did the Phoenix idea.
Yeah.
And if anybody asked what character I was, we were just going to go with the Phoenix from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And it was just me wanting to be a Phoenix.
Yeah, Sarah took your picture that year.
Yes.
She brought it back. And, oh, that's Robin.
Yeah. Yeah, Visser recognized me today. And then I didn't go for... I think, 5 years.
Oh, wow.
When we did Borderlands as a group, me, my husband, my best friend, and my brother. And that was when my brother also got a taste for it. So really, you just kind of go, and then you go, oh, I want to do that more.
Yeah.
So that is what happened. I went, I want to go back.
Yeah.
I want to do it again.
You caught the bug.
Yeah, that's, yeah. It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's not the con flu.
No. Now, you were saying celebrities were following you around.
Oh, my God.
What's the best compliment you ever got in a cosplay?
Okay. Last year when I was Jareth, people were telling me where there were babies I could steal.
Oh, nice.
This year, somebody walked by me and said patty cake, which, under the circumstances in the film, a little creepy. Also, being told where to steal babies was creepy.
Oh, yeah, a little
bit. I think that the one that really sticks with me, that is absolutely my favorite, I cannot stop thinking about it, was Patricia Quinn the first year when I was just the model for the body painter.
Yeah.
I was in line talking to a horror makeup artist. He wanted to know all about the body paint and stuff, so it was really an information session for him.
Yeah.
And I heard, oh, honey.
Red, green.
And I turned around, and oh my God, red, green. And Patricia Quinn was, she had 5 people in line. She came out of her booth, took my hand, and took me to the wall and said, we need a photo shoot together. And
oh,
I just died. I was so glad I was painted because I was so red from just...
Could imagine, yeah.
Yeah, and I was talking to whoever played Buffy in the movie.
Oh,
she's canceled now, anyway.
Christy something?
Christy Swanson.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jason Priestley was sneaking into her booth to look at me. And Garrett Wang asked permission to touch me and gave me his phone so I could put my Instagram into his phone. So
oh,
that's
wow.
When I share the Garrett Wang picture, that's me holding his phone.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah, that first year was really full of it. They did a Kojiko interview, but I didn't know. I walked past, and I heard, oh, wow, look at that. Obviously, it was me painted bright blue. And this guy in a suit jacket was doing an interview, and he's like, come here. And he's like talking to me and doing all this stuff, and he's like, oh, man, are those abs real? I'm like, yeah, I work out. Obviously, it was paint.
Yeah.
I later found out that was Christopher McDonald.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Dragged me into his interview, and I was mortified because I was like, oh, man, I didn't get a picture with Christopher McDonald. And I went to his booth, and I went, oh, no. Oh, no, I just didn't recognize him, and now I feel like an idiot.
Oh.
It was great. I made him nervous because I was wearing 5-inch heels that day, and I was as tall as him, and he's like, oh, you're so tall. I'm like, you, I mean, you're in Hollywood. Women wear heels all the time. He's like, no, you're way taller.
Oh, wow.
And this year, I'm even taller.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed when I walked up.
Yeah, the celebrities the first year were like, it was insane. They were bored, I guess.
Oh, wow.
Because it was Friday, and no one was there. It was empty.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, that's the big, long, like, what's your celebrity experience? All that first year.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, and the second year, Henry Winkler told me I looked amazing as I shook his hand. I was like, you're so great. I'm just here to just meet you. He's like, you look amazing. And I'm like, I just died.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, I have a lot of celebrity weird stories.
No, that's awesome. That's
why I'm coming back, because they did that and they made me feel great. So thanks to all of them.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you get a compliment from the fans. That's the best thing.
I was so happy.
Do you have a favorite of your cosplays?
It might be this one because, one, I'm currently wearing it and I'm like in the con high right now.
Yeah.
I really love it. It's been the pictures that I'm seeing of myself, because I haven't seen myself in a mirror. I don't have this mirror at home that I can see.
Yeah.
So the pictures I'm seeing are like, wow, I would stalk that person. That looks great. I can't believe I pulled this off.
It looks really good.
So I love this one right now, but I think I love the blue fairy the most because I just want to be blue all the time.
Yeah.
I actually really enjoyed it.
Oh, that's
like,
cool.
I would let people body paint me forever if they did that good of a job every
time. That's cool.
It was great. So between those two, believe it or not.
That's cool. What things do you geek out about?
Sims. Sims. Beatles trivia.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, somebody was telling me something about Here Comes the Sun and telling me about Paul McCartney. I'm like, but that's a George song. And they're like, whatever. I'm like, don't whatever me. My guest room at home is decorated all in my Beatles memorabilia.
Oh, wow.
it's a surprise. People go in, they're like, didn't expect that.
Oh, that's cool.
What else am I geeking out about lately? Not a whole lot. There probably is a lot, but I don't really realize. I'm always on dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much dinosaur, like, cutesy woo stuff, but, like, actual findings. And I'm just like, I will run out and tell my husband, and be like, listen to this new thing they found. He's like, I don't get it. I'm like, yeah, but Spinosaurus had a different tail. And he's like, okay. So, yeah, that's absolutely a nerdy thing that I'm into.
Oh, that's cool.
Dinosaur research findings.
Was there any celebrities you're looking forward to seeing this week?
I actually wanted to see Tomer Capone, and he did cancel some months ago.
Yeah.
I haven't gone back to see Laz Alonso, and I'm super sorry that I can't remember the guy who plays Blackmore. But I would love to see them, because I wanted to see how busy their booth was, because I would feel bad if they weren't, because they're so funny.
Yeah, I would imagine they'd be busy, probably.
I don't know, because the Trailer Park Boys are here.
Oh, that's true, too. Yeah.
The wrestling area is so full. I have to look up where their booths are, but my phone died.
Oh, jeez. We've been trying to plan this interview for at least the last three Niagara Falls Comic Cons. And I'm so happy we finally got to do it.
We never even crossed paths.
Yeah.
not for that first year.
Yeah. Well, the first year, the photographer that was working with us got a picture of you as the Blue Fairy.
That was it.
And then Sarah got a picture of you as your Phoenix character. And I think I walked by you another time.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly. I don't think anyone was going to recognize me as Jareth, the heavy makeup. So I was surprised when I got recognized.
That was a good one, though. I remember that one.
You know what? I was surprised how positively people went for it, because I wasn't too comfortable with how much makeup I had to do. I'm not very good at it.
Yeah.
And the wig was still too long and big. And I just didn't feel as right. So if I do that one again, I'm just going to do a little bit differently, and that should do it.
Well,
if I do it.
Well, yeah. It was definitely great to finally get to have you on the podcast.
It's finally here.
And as always, your cosplay is fantastic.
Thank
Keep
you.
Up the good work. We can't wait to see what you have in the future.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Great. I hope we run into each other again.
I hope so.
To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out on www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.